Lost, written by Mark Ormerod. Megan, Amy, Oliver and Todd are on holiday at an adventure campsite. They are going to do many interesting outdoor activities.
Look! We can go climbing, cycling and swimming.
We can go horse riding and exploring.
Put that book down, Todd. Look at all the different activities we can do.
I like reading.
Todd prefers reading to adventure sports and physical activities. In the afternoon, the four children decide to go orienteering.
Hi, I'm Beth. I'm in charge of the orienteering group. This is your map.
Look, we're here.
Go north along this path. You are heading for Black Mountain, marked with an X on this map. Then use the map to find your way back to the campsite.
The children have got everything they need, but Beth gives them one more thing.
Take this mobile phone. If you get lost, you can call the campsite, but only use it in an emergency.
Thank you.
Good luck. See you at about 7 o'clock tonight.
Five minutes later, Oliver puts the map in a bin.
What are you doing? We need the map to find our way.
No, we don't. This mobile phone has got a sat-nav. Look.
But that's cheating.
I don't think it's cheating. Beth gave us the mobile.
1 hour later, Megan, Amy, Oliver and Todd arrive at a river.
The other group is going that way.
The sat-nav says we can go through the forest.
Later, they arrive at a place to cross the river.
Look, a footbridge.
This sat-nav is a great invention. I love it.
The footbridge is old. It isn't very strong. It breaks and Oliver falls into the river.
Oh no!
Oliver! Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
But the mobile phone isn't okay. Look, it's wet.
Oh no! Now we haven't got a map or a sat-nav. We'll never find Black Mountain now.
The children continue walking.
I think the campsite is this way.
I think it's this way.
Oh no! We're lost! And it's getting dark.
Don't panic.
Todd has got a plan.
In the past, sailors didn't have satellite navigation systems. They looked at the sky to find their way. They looked for the North Star and for constellations.
But we don't know what the North Star or the constellations look like.
I do. There are pictures in the book I'm reading. Look, that constellation is called the Little Bear.
And the North Star is on the right. at the end of the constellation.
So, north is this way.
And the campsite is this way. Come on.
Back at the campsite, Beth is waiting anxiously for Megan, Amy, Oliver and Todd to return.
It's 5 to 7. I'm going to call them on the mobile phone.
Wait a minute. I can see them. Look.
Megan, Amy, Oliver and Todd arrive back at the campsite at exactly 7 o'clock.
Well done. Did you have any problems?
Well, yes. I fell into a river. I'm very sorry. Your mobile phone got wet.
And we didn't get to Black Mountain.
Beth turns on the mobile phone.
Well, it's okay now. It works fine.
Oh, good.
That night, the four children lie on the grass and look at the stars.
Look! That constellation is the Great Bear. Ah, this book is fantastic, Todd.
Yes. Thanks, Todd. Sat-nav is a great invention, but using the stars to navigate is much more interesting.